This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Can we just start off maybe with the injury update? What you can tell us?
Yeah, so tell me who you're asking about.
Specifically, Edmonds and Milano, I think, have the most interest.
Yeah, they'll both be out there today. Some in limited fashion and some in normal fashion. So, we're going to take it one play at a time once they get out there.
Are you able to gauge their progress at this point? Any likelihood of participating this weekend, or is it too early to tell?
Yeah, too early, Adam. I don't see it, and that's not a strategy thing. It's more we got to see. I need to see. I haven't seen them since we left over the weekend here and what they've been able to do. So I've got reports from our trainer. But I want to put my eyes on it today here.
Thank you.
Sure.
Good morning, Sean. Mark Gaughan here from the Buffalo News. Just what do you see from Tyler Higbee that makes him an effective tight end? And could you just comment in general about defending good tight ends when a team also has some pretty decent receivers to cover?
Yeah, this is a really good football team. A big challenge on offense. Our defense going against their offense. They got a tremendous system. Sean McVay does a tremendous job. We've gone up against each other before when he was in Washington. So a lot of respect for what they do, how they do it, and their personnel. From top down and from left to right, they do a great job. And they've got a great offensive line. Great set of tight ends and receivers that all play well. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
Anything that stand out about Higbee when you watch him? What do you see?
Yeah, real smart player. A lot of respect for him. He's had a productive year. Obviously, I think the numbers speak for themselves. So he's a guy that we definitely have to be aware of.
Thank you.
Sure.
Coach, good morning. Mookie Hawkins, Waffle Sports 1080. How you doing?
Good, Mookie. How are you?
I'm okay, man. You know, sometimes it's Tuesday, you get that day off, but we know in your line of business, there is no such thing. Did you get the chance to register to vote yesterday, Coach?
Yeah, I'm all signed up, man. I didn't do it yesterday, but I'm all signed up.
It was good to see, your captain, Jerry Hughes, and a few other players, lead the charge in, getting people to register to vote. That is so important in society more than, you and I both know. But getting down to football, Coach, how easily people forget that you made the playoffs 2 out of the past 3 years. You're 2-0 now. I mean, last year you were 3-0 at this point. So you turned this team into playoff caliber. What makes this team championship caliber?
We're just focused on the Rams right now, Mookie. We're focused on improving our football team and the Rams. We know what a challenge this is. They're 2 years, they're a year, basically 2 years off of being in the Super Bowl, which is where we want to be. So we've got a lot of respect for them. They've led in every game to this point, have not been behind, if my math is right. And so they've done a tremendous job to this point. Well-coached football team with a lot of talent.
Appreciate your time, Coach. Thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, Mike Catalano in Rochester. Jared Goff seems to be so good when he's in rhythm, timing, he's accurate. Is there one particular thing that is maybe the most important to try to break up that rhythm? Because when he gets it going, it seems like it's a very difficult thing to slow down, especially with the weapons he has.
Yeah, I think, you know, he does a great job, and so does their entire offense. They've been together. They've got continuity on that side of the ball. He and Sean McVay seem like they've got a great rapport, great dynamic there. They talk a lot during the game, and I'm sure, you know, in their days leading up to the game. So there's a lot of communication that goes on from Sean to the quarterback during the game.
In that case, though, you know, people talk about guarding, say, a guy like Josh, who extends plays and runs and plays that way, and the frustration of that. But is there a level of frustration when a guy just sort of gets that rhythm? Because I've watched him these last couple of weeks, and it's hard to get to him. It's hard to disrupt that from him.
Yeah, they do a great job. I mean, it starts up front for them, and they've got a great offensive line, and that'll be a big challenge for our defensive line. And, you know, they do a great job of protecting their quarterback, and they've got a good system. And, you know, I can't say enough about what they do offensively.
Thanks.
Hey, Sean, Sal Mayeron in Rochester. Good to see you. I got a couple things for you. First off, you know, obviously Levi, looking at the replay of the game, it was kind of a tough day. What do you have to do to get him back on point, especially against a team that's as good offensively as this one?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, the biggest thing Levi did, I thought, outside of, you know, where he was challenged a little bit, and they made some good throws and good catches. So that's going to happen from time to time in the NFL. It's why these guys are pros, right? Best of the best. And the thing I appreciate about Levi is he stayed resilient through the game, and he found a way, and much like our team found a way, and you know, he made some big plays for us down the stretch, not only in the pass game but in the run game, things that don't get charted or noticed as much. So appreciate his resiliency, and you know, just as an overall team, I love the way that our team is fighting through adversity. We found a way overall, and you know, I just think that this will be a big challenge for us as we go against their offense.
And if I could ask about Aaron Donald, obviously, guys, tremendous player. You've gone against tremendous players. What do you think maybe separates this guy from so many others? I mean, just the way he destructs the game. Can you kind of talk about that a bit?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really one line. He was a wrestler.
Okay.
That speaks for itself, right? I mean, you know, everything that goes into wrestling, man. I mean, this is when I watch him. I watched him warm up in the Super Bowl just on TV, and he's warming up like a wrestler, you know. So if my research is right or my information is right, I think he was a wrestler and a good one. So, I mean, that background serves people well in a lot of ways in their lives.
Is he a guy, though, Sean, that you have to game plan for, no doubt about it?
We got to definitely. I mean, yeah, you can't just, you know, have a blind eye towards, you know, one of, if not the best player in the NFL. So you gotta be smart with it. And so we start with that. We always start with the health and respect for the opponent every week, Sal. And in particular this week with this opponent and Aaron Donald.
Thank you.
Sure. Morning, Sean. Matt Fairburn here. Curious, as a defensive coach, if you could explain what the challenge is when a team uses a lot of pre-snap motion on offense.
Well, you know, they make you adjust in a lot of ways, like this, like the Rams. You're probably referring to the Rams offense. And so they make you adjust in a lot of ways, which, you know, creates time on task for in this case, the defense. So, you know, they're very, very good on offense, and, you know, they play at a high level, so it'll be a big challenge for us.
What does that do to kind of test, you know, the communication guys have in the secondary? And, you know, obviously those guys have been playing together for a long time. They're up to the task. But what is the importance of communication when they're moving parts around on offense?
Yeah, that's huge, man. You sound like a coach. That's huge. We got to make sure that we are communicating. We're talking. So that's a big part of it for us. Yeah.
Thanks, Sean.
Sure.
Hey, Sean. I remember, you know, back in training camp when we started talking to you about Josh Norman and, you know, your familiarity with him and what he can do. How excited are you to get him back in the mix, and how much can he help things with what he brings?
Yeah, I mean, he'll help. You know, I'll talk about that when that's coming up here. I'm focused on the guys that are going to be on the field this week. With respect to your question, it'll be good to have Josh back, but right now I'm focused on the guys that we have and the guys that are going to play this week.
Thanks.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, my question was actually pretty similar. I know we haven't talked about Josh's timetable in a while. What is it looking like with him? How's he progressing? Because his three-week IR stint is coming up pretty short here.
Yeah, I think he's looking good. How good remains to be seen. I'll know more in the next week here, because it's critical this week, from an off-the-field standpoint, that he is progressing to the point where he's ready to go. I can't tell you right now exactly, but where he is. But these next, Wednesday through Friday, and then over the weekend will be big for him.
And then a question for you on Cody Ford. Where do you think he has excelled so far in his first couple of games at right guard as the full-time starter, almost full-time?
Yeah. I mean, he continues. This is a player that played tackle last year. In his first year, as you know, Joe, he's playing now guard. And the good thing is he can bounce outside if he needs to, if we need him to. And so there's position flexibility there. I love his mindset, embracing whatever the team asks him to do, whatever the team needs. And I think there's a lot of value in that and the mindset that he brings to our football team.
Thanks.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, John Warrow, AP.
John.
How relieved would you have been not to have to be in Aaron Darnold's weight class as a wrestler?
Yeah, very relieved, especially because I'm an old guy, man. No, he's a heck of a player, heck of a person from what I can tell outside. I don't know him, but we've got a lot of respect for him.
No, I hear you. Just looking at offense and based on, how the Bills have come out throwing and how Josh has come out completing passes, fair to say that your preseason concerns over timing and the receiving game may have been unfounded?
Unfounded.
Well,
no.
look at the numbers that they're putting up. And you said that was one of your primary concerns.
Yeah, no, my concerns are never unfounded. But just you're always aware of what you need to work on, right? I mean, it's no different at home. You got things that you need work on. And you gotta pay attention to them, and you gotta work on them. So that's why my concerns were the way they were, because we're trying to build an offense. We're trying to build a good, solid foundation as a football team. And so, yeah, I'm going to be concerned about some things. And I know you mentioned that was one of them. So,
Right. And I asked that question specifically that way, but it's just that, what do you make of how this offense, the passing attack, has clicked? And with Josh Allen now getting his first, offensive player of the week honor, and what Stephon Diggs has done to this whole thing. I mean, has it exceeded what your initial expectations might have been?
I mean, listen, we're two games in here, right? So they're off to a good start, John, to your point. You make a good point. They're off to a good start. A lot of football yet to be played, a lot of growth yet to be had. And I love how they're subscribing to the team first approach on the offensive side of the ball, where we're getting different guys the ball, and one guy complements another guy. And I think that's healthy and a good dynamic as a football team.
Thank you.
Sure.
Hey, Sean, Jay with the Buffalo News. How you doing?
Good, Jay. How are you?
Good. I know you don't like to make player comparisons too often. You usually leave that to us. But the name frequently mentioned with Ed was Aaron Donald when he was coming out in the draft and everything like that. That's obviously a lofty comparison, maybe the best defensive player in football. But do you see any similarities between what Ed's strengths are as a player and maybe what Aaron does?
Appreciate how you shaped that question. I'm not going there, but good try.
Okay.
Aaron's his own player. Ed is his own player. Let's keep it like it is. And like I said to you before, I got a lot of respect for Aaron, and I've got a lot of respect for Ed on our team. He's off to a good start, and he's a young player that's going to continue to grow and get better. And that's what my focus is, and that's what his focus needs to be. And we'll just keep those separate for now.
I had to try. With Ed, you know, the first two games, what have you seen from the start that he's off to this season? How has he built on year one into year two now?
Yeah, I mean, he's healthier, number one. Our medical staff and he have done a good job working together on that end. And you know, you watch how he understands his role in the defense. It's a very unselfish position, defensive tackle, in football, in any defensive scheme, let alone this defensive scheme. And I appreciate the way he subscribes to that. And, you know, the way he played this past week was better than week one. And I think you know, he's set and focused on improving this week during practice to improve on his play again. I think we're frozen here. Can you hear me, Jay? I got Marcel now.
All right, is it my turn now? I guess.
Very good. We got to wrap this up.
Sean, how much does it soften the blow, I guess, for going against a player like Jalen Ramsey when you know you're coming with someone of Stephon Diggs caliber on your side?
Well, that'll be a good matchup. You know, so Jalen Ramsey's a heck of a player. You know how I feel about Stephon Diggs. You know, so those are good matchups. Those are fun to watch. And we've got a lot of respect for Jalen. We went up against him a time or two there in Jacksonville. And now that he's at the Rams here. So it should be a good matchup to watch. Overall, though, it'll be our offense going against their defense. So it's a team first mentality.
Okay, we're going to be going with Rams Media now. So Kevin, you're up first.
Morning, Sean. Kevin Modesty with the LA Daily News.
Morning.
The Rams have gone from having one clear lead running back, in Todd Gurley, to having a mix of three guys with different skills. This week there's the uncertainty about who's healthy. How does that affect your preparation?
It affects it a little bit, but not overly that much. We're aware of who they have in the backfield. All three are talented backs. You know, I mean, a lot of respect for them and their personnel. You know, but we're going to control the pieces we can control this week, and that's focusing on what we got to do, and that's what we got to approach, and that's where our focus needs to be as we go through each day here.
In general, a team bringing a running back by committee approach, is that an extra headache, as they hope?
Yeah, I mean, they're very talented. I mean, we scouted Akers coming out, and then 27th. I mean, I know Malcolm Brown as well. So they're all different. They're all talented. They're all, you know, very, very high-level runners. And so we've got to be ready for it, that's for sure.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.